Radio City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Good morning, this is Radio City Talk. This is the kickoff. Right, let's focus in on the Olympics. Rio is virtually here, and for many of the competitors from Great Britain, they're heading out, they're flying out around now just to acclimatise, get used to the surroundings, and of course look forward to their main events. Let's catch up with a lady we spoke with, well, a couple of months ago. She's part of the hockey side. It's Sam Queck from the Wirral. Morning to you, Sam.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Yeah, great, thank you. This is the moment. You're off now. You're heading out to Rio. How does it all feel?
Yeah, I'm so excited. It just feels like we've been waiting around, you know, for a few weeks just to get out there. I know we've still got 2 weeks until the Olympics actually starts, but I think when we get out there, it's all going to feel real, getting into the village and into the airport. So really can't wait.
How does it all work? Do you all fly out together? Is it literally everyone in unison from this point onwards?
Unfortunately not, that'd be quite exciting. However, that does happen on the way back. We've all got a jumbo coming back together.
Right.
For the way out, it's hockey is flying out today, so the women's team, and everyone will go separate. That's solely because different events start at different time, and also different events and sports decide to give the preparation camp and others don't. I think ourselves, hockey, is literally just the ones who are going straight into the village, just because there's no really other hockey pitch in Brazil that we... That would be suitable for us. So we're going straight into the village. We'll be one of the first teams in there. And we're really looking forward just to seeing what it's all about, really.
Oh, you can make it your own. Put your own footprint on that village by the time everyone else arrives.
Oh, definitely. I've got all my posters and cards and stuff ready to put on my wall.
It's dead exciting. I mean, look, as you mentioned there, it's all about when the events happen as well. And hockey's one of the very first. You mentioned you were even going to miss the opening ceremony because it was literally the day after.
Yeah, hockey will go on throughout the whole 2 weeks of the Olympics. Our first game's on the 6th in the evening, obviously the day after the Olympic opening ceremony, and then our last game is on the 21st. So, you know, it's a bit of a slog, but that's what we train for. We've got pretty much a game every other day, and then in the middle we've got a doubleheader. But, you know, that's nothing to what we do down here at Bisham when we do gym running sessions and pitch all within a week. So, yes, they bring it on, really.
How much have you caught up with each other in the past couple of weeks and sort of experienced the build-up together as a team?
Absolutely loads. We've had different meetings to chat through different things. So for us girls, who it's our first Olympics, we've had the opportunity to ask some of the more experienced players who have potentially, you know, been to 4 Olympics about what to expect, what village life is like, how the transport's going to look, because the pitch is a good 45-minute drive from the Olympic village. Just so we can get in the right frame of mind and that when we're there that we can solely think about our performance and what we're going to do on the pitch. But, we've had a lot of contact time on the pitch. We've played Spain last week and everything's looking really good.
How did that one go?
We won both matches. It was 1-3-0 and 1-4-0.
Right, so a good build-up.
Still didn't score, though.
It'll happen in the final, in the Olympics.
You never know.
That's going to be your moment. How's the coaching structure set up? Is it pretty like... I don't know, is it like a World Cup? Is it in football? Have you got an awful lot of people surrounding the squad that help you out?
Oh, God, yeah. We call it the team behind the team. At the moment, we've got one head coach, Danny, so he has the final say on pretty much everything. We've got 2 assistant coaches, one for the attacking and one for the defensive line. And then on top of that, we've got a strength and conditioning coach coming out with us, psychologist. We'll have opportunity, but not a lot, with a nutritionist. As well as our video performance analysis, Amber, who will video all the games and tag it all, like different scenarios and different set plays. You know, we wish we could take more out with us, but obviously the budget with UK sport, we have to employ staff where and where we can. And then, you know, one of the most important ones who keeps us on the field, the physio, Batch, and she looks after each of the athletes. But fortunately, at an Olympic game, Team GB will take out a handful of physios to give an extra helping hand where necessary.
Because actually, you're all going to be based pretty much near each other. Is that how the Olympic Village works itself out? You pretty much get everyone from Great Britain in a certain area?
Yeah, so they are high-rise flats, and I think Great Britain have got a team large enough to fill a whole building, and I think maybe a building and a half. So we've got basically 7 people per apartment, and it's just like a normal flat apartment. There's 2 double rooms, and 3 singles, and a kitchen and a living room. So there's 7 of us, and then another 7, and then some are sharing with the staff. It'll be pretty tight, especially Team GB. We'll probably see them pretty much every day.
Sam, have you been given any reassurances that everything is ready for you guys? I presume you've read, like everyone else, the pieces about the Australia team that went out there and said, you know, things aren't good enough for us, that this isn't sorted out quick enough.
Yeah, we had a member of staff who's our team leader, Matt, go out 5 days before us just to, you know, make sure that was all ready for us to move in. She was more than happy. She sent pictures across of the rooms, our building and parts of the Athletes Village. And to be honest, it does look really ready. Experience in South America before, for example, we've been to Argentina pretty much every year. And we've been there a week before and the pitch and stands haven't even been built yet. Somehow you get the stadium all ready and everything's working basically the day before. So I've got, I'm positive it'll all be ready. Yeah, pretty much.
You're confident it'll work itself out. And I suppose that having that experience under your belt already is good. It stands you in good stead, doesn't it?
Yeah, listen, you know, stuff like that is completely out of our control. If there's teams going out there who are worrying about that, who are going to let that affect them, they're not going to give us the upper hand, which I really haven't got a problem with. You know, so as I say, I'll probably be in touch, let you know, send you a few pictures of my room and things around the village and hopefully send everyone a bit of confidence back home that we're in good hands.
Brilliant stuff. Just remind us, how's it panning out in terms of the games you're playing then?
We've got our first game against Australia the day after the opening ceremony. That's midnight, actually, English time.
Is that one you should win?
It'll be a tough one. I think it's our toughest game of the group. We've got quite a lot of history with Australia. But, you know, they're missing a few key individuals. The team dynamic's just a bit off at the moment when we last seen them. So I think, you know, we hit the ground running when we play them in the first game. I'm more than confident we can take the points.
Absolutely. So how many games would you have to win if you were going to go all the way?
Oh, God. Well, hopefully all of them. So we've got, there's basically six teams per group. And we've got to finish in the top four of that. And I'm more than sure that other teams will take points off each other, whether we draw with a team or they'll win unexpectedly to a lower ranked team. So we've got to come top four, and then there's another group of six who will have a top four, and they will cross over and play in a quarterfinal format.
Hey, there's a lot of hockey ahead, isn't there? I bet you can't wait. You've got loads of weeks out there in Brazil, of course. Soak it all up. It's going to be spectacular, isn't it? I suppose it's one of those things to savour. You want to be able to look back on this next month and think, wow, we gave it everything, Sam.
Oh, 100%. As I say, I'm speaking to you now. I'm waiting for my taxi to pick me up in about half an hour. And that is just the beginning of the journey. I've been told to document everything so all our friends and family can see, and there'll definitely be pictures and videos that I'll keep forever. I think once I'm there, I think they'll have experiences that only I can really relate to and some of my teammates can relate to. You can tell stories, you can tell people and show people pictures, but as they say, it's the greatest show on earth, and to be part of that, I'm just so delighted, and all the hard work's really paid off, and I'm getting shivers just speaking to you now. Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be incredible. Hopefully we can catch up with you at some point, and you'll be heading back on that jumbo with a gold medal. Sam, all the best of luck and enjoy the Rio experience.
Cheers. Thank you very much for following my journey.
No problem. Sam Quite there from Wirral, involved in the hockey. We will catch up with various other competitors as well, including some of the Paralympic squad are also heading out in the next couple of days. This is Radio City Talk.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.